This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, you know, when the end is near, you start to appreciate your hours and minutes more. what I'm going through right now, okay, and again, I'm sorry to kind of, you know, take this down, you know, a couple comedic notches, I apologize, but I'm a little scared, and the reason why I'm scared is, and I know you guys are going to empathize, and I'm not asking for your empathy. I just want you to listen. I don't even know if I can admit this. Well, I'm scared because I'm sorry. When I'm nervous, I laugh. I'm scared because I, last night I went to dinner and I, ordered a, steak sandwich. And the steak sandwich, well, I didn't order it. Actually, I was getting my nails done. And my husband went to this restaurant. There's this little restaurant by a lake in Las Vegas. There's like this little baby lake, like in the west part of the town. Yeah, it has water in it and fish and everything. And there's this little restaurant, you know, near the lake. You know, one of these kind of little, not like a diner, but you know, one of these old, you know, 70s style, you know, dark restaurants, right? And I guess I think there was like a $7 steak sandwich. And so my husband ordered it for me. And, I finished drying my nails, you know, at the nail place, you know, because my lady's like, oh, no, 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 it's still wet. And I'm like, I know it's still wet. So I finally left the nail place and I went to the restaurant. And when I look at the sandwich, there's onions on them. Now, I was too full to eat the whole sandwich. So for breakfast, I had a half a steak sandwich with crispy fried onions on it. Now, many of you guys who know my issues know that I have less than 2 hours before my irritable bowel really, really acts up. And we're talking, I got less than 2 hours before the abdominal pain, the cramps, the diarrhea, the bloating, and the gas. And I'm scared. I mean, I don't have any Beto on me, but I was so damn hungry. And a steak sandwich sounds, I don't know what my cholesterol levels are. My cholesterol levels are irrelevant. We're not talking about my cholesterol. We're talking about my irritable bowel. And I mean, I have less than 2 hours to enjoy life before I really suffer today. And I mean, I am really going to suffer. Now, I had two choices when I came to realize I had no Beano on me. So my two choices were, one, to go and enjoy my next 2 hours. Go to Walmart, right? Watch, catch up on some Netflix. But instead, I chose to do the show and spend it with you. And I know you guys don't want to get lovey-dovey right now, and I know we're not trying to get all touchy-feely, but I think we could just for the next couple minutes just stop. Let's get a little touchy-feely. It's okay to do some touchy-feely. And the reason why is whether I have irritable bowel issues or somebody else has a lump in their breast, or somebody else was just diagnosed with prostate cancer, I think somebody, once in a blue moon, needs to remind us all to stop and smell the roses. Now, don't smell any roses around me, because remember, I'm about to have a major irritable bowel attack, so I don't want anybody smelling anything around me. No, it's not the steak. It's the steak sandwich has these yummy, crispy fried onions on top of it. I know! It is so good! And then the fried onion juice leaked onto the sourdough roll. I know. I should have a Lipitor Sunday later. I really should to kind of top that off. It was such a good sandwich. Wait. So this is what I want to tell you. And you guys know, you know, I had a friend of mine that was diagnosed with cancer, and you know, it's been a very, very, you know, kind of crazy last few months. And I just want to remind you guys that, you know, in the next hour or 8 hours or 8 days or 8 weeks or 8 months or 8 years, if you're lucky, right? And hopefully we're all lucky to have another 80 years, okay? You know, just, you know, do something nice for somebody, because I don't know how you guys are doing with your brownie points with God. Okay, I've decided to start tallying. I think there's an app. If not, I'm going to develop an app where I could tally my good points and my bad points. So then if I do meet the Lord and he's like, really, Dahlia, really? I'm like, no, take a look. I have done good accounting. He's like, really? Well, I'm Jewish, so I know how to do accounting. And I say, look, so over here on this Excel spreadsheet, really? Yeah, just wait a second here. See, I did all this. I said hi to somebody. I held the door open. I didn't flip somebody off, but you flipped somebody off over here. Yeah. But I withheld the flip off over here. So, I mean, you are going to have to argue your case. Now, people are like, no, Dahlia, that is not how it works in heaven. You do not have to argue your case with the Lord. I beg to differ. Because, answer me this, why are there lawyers on this earth? Okay, I think we all could agree nobody likes lawyers. So if nobody likes lawyers, why would the Lord, right, allow them to cultivate and grow and multiply, be fruitful and multiply and subpoena and do all the stuff lawyers do? Because my guess, and I don't quote me, I'm no biblical scholar, but my guess is the Lord has a law degree. That's just me. I just think so. And I think he will appreciate any of us that knows how to argue law. And so I don't think he wants us to go to law school. He's not a punishing Lord. But I do think he has appreciation for those of us that know how to compromise and argue and negotiate. So that's what I would do. Now, you would think I should negotiate for no gas in the next hour and 45 minutes. But I'd rather save up my negotiation points for something else. All right, like a date with Michael Fassbender. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, unfortunately, we've had another deadly shooting. I am just at my wit's end with this. And, we are being told that we have an officer who has died in Dallas, Texas, and two critical after a Home Depot shooting. They say one of two Dallas police officers critically wounded in a triple shooting at a Home Depot Tuesday afternoon has died, and this was confirmed today. A man has been arrested. Two officers and a civilian were shot. Officer Rogelio Santander died this morning at about 11 a.m., Dallas local time. The 27-year-old is the ninth North Texas officer to be killed in the line of duty in about 2 years. Now, the second wounded officer was 26-year-old Crystal Almeida. She actually was a Home Depot security guard. And, I'm sorry. She's a police officer. I'm like, yeah. And then, in addition, there was a Home Depot security guard, Scott Painter. He is in critical condition after surgery. Both he and the officer, Crystal Almeida. Flags have been flying at half staff at Dallas City Hall and Northeast Patrol Division, where the two officers were based. And I don't believe we have any motive yet. Right now, Almeida is doing better than they expected. They say she's holding on, but they do not want to say she's stable. You know, we've talked about the difference between critical and stable and, you know, serious and guarded. And so stable is basically where, you know what, she's going to make it. We have to still watch her closely, but she's going to make it. Critical is where we don't know. And we have them alive, and we think we can pull them through, but it's going to take some work and prayer type of thing. So from what we found out, the man has been arrested. His name is Armando Luis Juarez, 29 years old. He's been arrested on charges of aggravated assault on a police officer and felony theft. He was taken into custody. See, aggravated assault, I don't know much about laws and charges, but you critically, because again, he was arrested last night before somebody died. You shoot somebody, wouldn't that be murder? I don't know. So the two police officers were called to the store to help an off-duty officer with removing a man from the store. In a tweet about the shooting, the police department said that the officers had been critically wounded, but they didn't go too much into detail, and then, of course, we found out that one had died. And so we're not getting too much of a story of what happened at this Home Depot and why, but an off-duty officer wanted to remove a man from the store, and then it turned into a shooting. Now, this is why we need some sort of a plan or discourse, conversation, all right, protocol on how to address people that are not supposed to be where they're supposed to be, right, without discriminating against them, okay, without profiling them, but also keeping the safety of others, all right? Again, we're not sure what. Apparently, he had a handgun on him. We don't know what the hell he was doing at Home Depot. Why this all started, we will get some more data soon, obviously, but it's, stores are on edge. Restaurants are on edge. Coffee shops are on edge. We're all kind of nervous. Somebody walks in when they're not supposed to or doing not, you know, what they're not supposed to. You know, any sort of training I've ever had in any place of work, they've always said, look, you know, when you see a suspicious person, you need to call the authorities and let security know. Now, you know, we talk about what is suspicious, okay? Nobody wants to define it. And you're not going to see too much definition because everybody has to be really, really careful, right, about what they put in writing. So it'll say suspicious person. And then sometimes you dig deeper and some protocols and some workplaces will discuss, well, if somebody's wearing a trench coat and it's the summer. Okay, I get that. I mean, I remember watching Beverly Hills Cop. Remember Beverly Hills Cop? Remember they go into the nightclub, right? You know, and Eddie Murphy's sitting there, you know, trying to get Taggart and Roseman to drink or tip the strippers, right? Billy, you know, because Billy's putting money in the stripper's G-string. And there, all of a sudden, Eddie Murphy sees some guy come in with a trench coat. And he goes, it's kind of hot for a trench coat. And he sees two people scope out the place, and then they rob, okay? Well, it's not 1983 anymore, whenever that movie came out. Okay, some people don't have any problem, right, hiding their weapon in their Bermuda shorts, even though they don't really wear Bermuda shorts anymore. That was more of the 90s. Well, whatever they wear now, okay? They don't wear thongs. I don't know what people wear. So, you know, looking out for somebody in a trench coat doesn't necessarily help. A lot of people have long coats. Some people are cold indoors. Some people have big, bulky shirts. Some people have pants that hang low. Well, if somebody has pants that hang low, maybe there's a gun and that's weighing down the pants. There's no way to tell. You can't sit there and say somebody who was going to be a killer is going to be dressed X, Y, and Z. Look at Nicholas Cruz, who shot up the Parkland High School in Florida. Didn't he have, like, a duffel bag with him? So somebody could say, if somebody has a backpack or a duffel bag or a... And I get a duffel bag is bigger than a backpack in order to carry a type of machine gun. But a lot of people have duffel bags. My kids play lacrosse. Their lacrosse bag is huge. It is the biggest duffel bag I have ever seen. That sucker could carry a human being. It is such a big bag. So you have a lot of people in sports. You got hockey players. You got football players. They have big bags. So, you know, you being a school police officer or security guard, and you're like, all right, well, you know, we'll look for somebody coming in with, you know, a large bag. What are you going to do with everybody in major athletes in athletics? So we don't know what to do. And if we do define it, like Trump would say, well, we're letting the bad guys and bad girls know what we're looking for. If you say somebody who's looking around and checking out the fire escape and scoping out the police, I mean, then people know what behavior to not do. I think there's a few things that we need to do. One, and this is just my opinion, this is my humble opinion. One is, I think we need to make sure all schools are very heavily guarded. And there be processes. This is our schools. We could also do places of business or whatever. But security is a given. Now, in Home Depot, the officer was shot anyway. So, or the security guard. But maybe we have these certain sort of screens that you can't come in if you have. I mean, I don't know what to do in terms of that. But in terms of schools, there should be no reason somebody's coming in with a gun. Okay? We have to put politics aside and come up with some sort of a plan, process, protocol such that if anything gets dinged or any alarm goes off, we can act quickly. And the average person who gets a hold of a gun and does bad things appears to be in areas where there were laws against that. Which is why I get so frustrated when they go, well, we need better gun control laws. Well, the kid wasn't supposed to be carrying a gun. He lost his license to carry a gun. There's a lot of these shooters out there that are not supposed to have a gun. Adam Lanza, he was not allowed to have a gun. That law was in place, and he didn't own a gun. But he took somebody else's who was able to own a gun. So fixing gun laws isn't going to save the lives immediately like we having our schools armed and guarded. Whether it's a teacher, whether it's Metro, whether it's extra security guards, I don't care. We're already spending a crap load of money on schools. Okay, let's take some of the money away from Obamacare, right? IRS agents and some of the other BS that we throw money down the toilet for and put it to the schools. The next thing we need to do is we really do need to teach our students self-defense. We also need to teach them Krav Maga and a bunch of the other stuff that we see other countries teach their kids how to do. Some of these kids may need to take down a shooter themselves. I think there was a congressman or somebody who had brought up kids learning first aid, kids learning. I don't disagree with them. I think all kids should learn first aid. I mean, that's not going to solve everything when it comes to a shooter, but why not? Why aren't we teaching our kids first aid, basic life support, self-defense, Krav Maga? Why not? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you. All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of you guys are frustrated when you're trying to get your medication at your doctor's office, where some of them are requiring a contract. And the majority of medications that are going to require a contract are going to be your pain medications, your opioids. And you don't want to sign a contract. I don't blame you. I get it. These opioid contracts are 1 to 2 pages long. And you're basically signing that that doctor can discharge you. Or you're going to follow every law of the land when it comes to that narcotic. And it basically doesn't help you, the contract. The contract doesn't really do anything for you. What it does do is help the doctor and the provider. and the medical clinic and protect them from liability. Well, a report has come out saying that these contracts humiliate patients with chronic pain. They say all chronic pain patients who now take prescription opioids for relief are asked by the doctor to sign a document in which they agree to submit to random urine drug screens, pill counts, and other conditions in order to receive their medication. So what my patients had been concerned about when I had sent them to pain management for their chronic pain is they said they were treated like they were a drug addict. They had to do random drug screens. They had to do pill counts. And they're like, but Dr. Wax, I'm not a drug addict. Why are they treating me as such? And I'd have to explain to them they're not. They're treating everybody the same. There's now these protocols in place. This was years ago. Where if you don't, follow their protocol, like not doctor shop or give your pills away to others, etc., they're in a hell of a lot of trouble. And they have absolutely no problem making a $20 or $25 copay to say goodbye to that copay and goodbye to that patient because it's not worth their time. And it definitely isn't worth the money to get in trouble with the medical board. Patients hated it. And I told them, look, I understand. I get that. You have a chronic condition, like diabetes, like high blood pressure. These are chronic conditions. But does a diabetic have to sign a contract? Does the diabetic have to do drug screening? Does the hypertensive patient have to do that? Does somebody with high cholesterol or low thyroid have to do any of that? No. But if you have chronic pain, you do. Why? Because some idiots out there decided to sell these pills on the black market. Or sell them to kids. Or crush them up and snort them. Or abuse them to the point that they die. So the average person with chronic pain that just wants to get their prescriptions, like their diabetic medication or their blood pressure medication, has to go through all these extra steps, and it is humiliating. I think it is, and it's a shame. But no doctor can help somebody else if they themselves are closed down. Medical providers have to think of themselves first. I hate to say that. But you are no good to anybody else. You can't treat any patients if you lose your license. And when your licensing board says you need to give patient contracts and you need to discharge the patient if they violate that contract, that doctor has to be there for all his patients, not just you. And you are one of a mass of patients. And they are not going to let one patient take down their practice. Even if you're innocent and you're sweet and you've been a long-standing patient, if there is anything about your chart that could get that medical provider into trouble, he will discharge you faster than you could even say discharge. And it stinks. That's not the way medicine's supposed to be. Pain control is an art. Just like smoking. Those of you who smoked, boy, did you get discriminated against and bullied and humiliated? I felt so bad for smokers. Because as a doctor, I know a lot of you guys that smoke. You know, you started smoking when you did your tours in Vietnam or Korean War or whatever. Grew up, that's just what smokers did. That's what you did. You would smoke. You kept your weight down. Whatever reason you started smoking, you became addicted to it. Then I remember walking through the airport in my town. And there was a glass room with people playing slot machines. And apparently they had to make a separate smoking section. And I had an employee who worked in that smoking section of that little mini casino area within the airport. And she's like, Dahlia, have you ever seen it? I can't breathe in there. It's full of smoke. And it is. You would walk through the airport. I don't think it exists anymore. I think they took it out. You would walk through the airport, and there were this big glass cubicle all filled with smoke because people were sitting there. So it was ridiculous. I think they got rid of it because there was no ventilation. And that's humiliating for people. That's humiliating for smokers. You know how much it stinks to go and have to pay extra tax on your product whereas somebody could buy their cupcakes or their milk or whatever, not pay the same tax. So society has no problem bullying or discriminating or pulling you aside and singling you out. They don't have any problems with that. Now, according to research on this, they say these opioid contracts or these pain contracts are not really effective. They say there's a little solid evidence that having somebody sign a pain contract is effective for helping them avoid addiction. Of course, that has these pain contracts have nothing. Nobody's going to go, wait a second. I signed a piece of paper 5 years ago at the doctor's office, so I am not going to take this extra pill because the in-laws are coming and they're going to give me a headache. That doesn't happen. These pain contracts are so the medical board can cover their butt and the doctor can cover their butt. And I get that. You have some people out there that will abuse their medications. And so if a doctor discharges you, and a patient wants to sue for abandonment, the doctor can say, wait a second. This is what we asked the patient to do. The patient didn't. The patient did go to another doctor, get medicine 2 days later. We have a right to discharge them. And as a physician, I back that up. Do I think these contracts really do much? No, I don't. Do I think that they victimize the patient? I do. And until laws change, where doctors aren't going to be censured or at risk of losing their license, we have to do it. Now, these opioid contracts or narcotic contracts or whatever, they've been around since the 80s. And so now everyone's like, all right, well, this is what we're doing. We are going to strongly use pain contracts, and we're going to look like we're doing something. Everybody has to look like they're doing something for this opioid epidemic. But, you know, going after the easy, what's it called, picking the low-lying fruit off the tree, that may look like you're doing something, but it's not. We were last year, or a few months ago, at 91 deaths a day for opioids. It went up to 115. So all this stuff we've been doing in the last year, going after doctors and medical providers and asking for contracts and, you know, limiting how much people could prescribe, yeah, opioid numbers in terms of prescriptions might have gone down, but we have more deaths going up. Why? Well, it's easier to get heroin. It's cheaper to get heroin. So, I don't know what the answer is. I think somebody has to have some cojones. And while everybody wants to look like they're doing something, and they go after the easy targets, we should really spend time figuring out how to avoid, right, pain, how to treat pain, other ways to treat pain, because pain's not going to go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever
ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I don't know if you guys heard, but they say after more than 3 decades, authorities have made an arrest in the notorious Golden State Killer case. This is according to the Sacramento Bee. Did you guys hear about this? Authorities are expected to announce the arrest today of a man suspected terrorizing California residents since the mid-1970s. So we're talking 4 decades. The suspect has been living in the Sacramento area and was identified after a renewed push of the investigation by the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department and District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert. This is according to the Sacramento Bee. The suspect has not been publicly identified, but jail records indicate Joseph James DeAngelo, was booked into county jail last night on 2 counts of murder based on an arrest warrant from the Ventura County Sheriff's Department. Now, the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department cannot immediately be reached for comment, but they also have not confirmed. Oh, boy, and there we go. There it exits out. I apologize. They've not confirmed if he is also the suspect in the East Bay rapist case. They said he lived at home for about 2 decades. The Golden State Killer, also known as the East Area Rapist, also known as the Original Night Stalker. Do you guys remember any of these names? The Diamond Knot Killer? All these names, I guess, have been attributed to possibly this one guy. And they believe he has killed at least 12 people, raped at least 45 victims, burglarized hundreds of homes in the Sacramento area, Central Valley, Bay Area, and Southern California. Authorities think that he raped 37 people and killed two between 1976 and 1978. Then he attacked people in a bunch of other places like Walnut Creek, Concord, San Jose. So, there was this string of rapes that I guess happened back in the 70s. I remember hearing about this when I was in Reno. This was I thought we called it like the San Francisco rapist or something. There was another name. And so finding out that they think they found him, it's crazy. They say the first rape occurred on June 18th, 1976, with a female victim in the Rancho Cordova area of Sacramento. Then the crimes escalated. The rapist would break into homes occupied by single women and couples. When the suspect found a couple in bed, he would have the woman bind the man, and then the rapist would bind the woman and rebind the man. Then he would take it to another house to rape her. In some cases, they would put plates or cups on the back of male victims, threatening to come back and kill them if the plates fall over. But many times he would vanish in the middle of the night and hopefully not kill anybody. This is some sick person. He'd also ransack the homes, take small items, jewelry or cash. Wow. So if they finally got this guy, I just remember. I don't know if any of you guys remember these Golden State Killers or... I just thought back in the 90s they were calling him the San Francisco rapist, even though it wasn't San Francisco. I don't know. But anyway, crazy stuff. Many of you guys are going to be hearing a new term called fourth trimester. Moms in fourth trimester. Now, for those of you guys unaware of obstetrics and gynecology and the whole process of having a baby or carrying a baby, you usually have three trimesters. First trimester is the first 12 weeks. Second trimester is the second 12 weeks. Third trimester is the final 12 weeks. Now, if you do the math, that's 36 weeks. Many people carry the baby till 40 weeks. So you would think we would divide the trimesters into 13 weeks, but we don't. We divide them into 12. Doctors like even numbers. We don't like to do math. I'm good at math. I took a lot of math in school. I went past calculus 3. I was really, really good at math. But the average doctor doesn't like to do math. So we just do 12, 12, and 12. The other reason for that is once a woman reaches 36 weeks, there's a good chance that baby is full term and okay to be on the outside. If mom gives birth to a baby before 36 weeks, then we consider that baby premature. Many times the babies will make it, but we will need to intervene more. But once a mom hits 36 weeks, we aren't going to induce by any means. I mean, unless the baby is really, really big. I had to induce. When I hit 36 weeks, my kid didn't gain any weight in a month. Or the ultrasounds couldn't pick up any weight gain. And we were like, whoa, this is not good. We're going to induce and get him out of there. Because he was 7 pounds at 32 weeks. I was carrying a 7-pound baby at 32 weeks. Then at 36 weeks, he was 7 pounds. So the doctor's like, wow, man, you got a good-sized baby. He's 7 pounds. I go, but he was 7 pounds a month ago. Oh, well, let's take a look then. I'm like, that's why you really got to be on top of it. I love all the medical providers I've worked with, but sometimes you need to be on top of it. Because they would have sent me home and said, you got a good 7-pound baby. And luckily, I was like, but he didn't gain weight. Scary stuff. But now they're saying there's a fourth trimester. And this fourth trimester, even though it's not an official trimester, is after mommy had a baby. So the first postpartum checkup, all right, would be technically fourth trimester. Now, many times what we used to do is have mom come in 6 weeks after having the baby. One, she's got a newborn, so she doesn't have time to go to the doctor. Two, she's going to be bleeding for a couple weeks, so there's really not a lot to really look at down there. It's hard to see. If she ended up having a fever or any sort of issue, she could come back sooner. But we would look at her at the six-week mark, maybe do another pap smear, all right, because she probably didn't get a pap smear until prior, the year prior. So we'll get the pap smear done. That's what we used to do, okay, in the 90s. Then check on her, see how she's doing, and screen for postpartum depression. Now they're saying, no, do not wait 6 weeks. See them within 3 weeks. We need to examine mom for physical, social, and psychological well-being. And this is according to some new recommendations released today. If a woman has postpartum depression, she may want to hurt her baby. She may want to hurt herself. She may hate herself. Now, I was very lucky to not have postpartum depression. I was overweight. I wasn't sleeping much. I was hormonal. But I was for some reason, I had the happy hormones. So I was all excited and all into my baby. And I liked the baby. You know, I didn't like my husband too much. I remember kind of being a little grumpy with him. Because, you know, you're doing it wrong. You're not feeding the baby right. You're doing this. Don't interfere with me and the baby. Give the baby back to me. I want baby time. Keep your mom away. I don't want to see your mom. And, but for the most part, it was a real, real happy time. Unfortunately for others, a rapid drop in hormones, lack of sleep, stress of the baby not sleeping, mom not sleeping, in-laws always over, a lot of stuff could be going on. Sometimes the in-laws are great because it's support. Sometimes not. But sometimes things go wrong. And postpartum depression can be very dangerous. And do we really want 6 weeks to go by? They say 40% of women who do give birth do not attend a postpartum visit, especially in areas with limited resources. So new guidelines are trying to encourage and hopefully facilitate more of these interventions. So they want us to check on a woman's emotional well-being, infant care and feeding, her sexuality, contraception, birth control, sleep, physical recovery from birth, chronic disease management, and health maintenance. That's what the new guidelines are suggesting. Now, who's going to pay for that? Well, insurance companies will have to cover a visit at the 3-week mark or the 6-week mark. Oh, no, I don't think Obamacare covers it. Well, then let's finally get rid of Obamacare. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I had to throw that in there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment.
All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.